30 now, and this is the closing down broadcast from Merseyland Alternative Radio. And we go off the air, we leave the air at 4 p.m, that's in 30 minutes time. And as from 4 p.m. this afternoon, well, that's it, I'm afraid. As far as Merseyland Alternative Radio goes, it's the end. Very unfortunate, but that's just one of those things. And I thought today, the 1st of January 1980, would be the appropriate day to do it, because the situation has been, well, it's been developing, it's been getting very bad over the past, over the Christmas period and so on. It has, so it's very unfortunate this, but it's just the way things have worked out. So we, I certainly hope it hasn't shocked anybody anyway. We've got Shocking Blue now from Venus. I suppose one could call this the shock broadcast, the final shock broadcast from Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Baby, she's got it.
much coming up to 25 minutes to 4 now on the closing down broadcast from Merseyland Alternative Radio. And we leave this wavelength, we leave the air, Merseyland Alternative Radio becomes silent as from 4 p.m. This afternoon. And that's in 25 minutes time. And I'm Bert Williams. I'm closing the station down. I'm afraid, as I said, it's very unfortunate, but it's just the way things have worked out. I suppose you could call it fate or whatever. It's just the way things have worked out. Very unfortunate. And as I said, the two main reasons are internal difficulties and lack of support in terms of offers of locations to broadcast from. In other words, we've asked many times over the air for people to write in and offer a place where they can accommodate a Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter, but I'm afraid we haven't got much response. And what response we have got has been outside Liverpool, which is a bit too far and would make the running of the station too difficult, and we really want places on the Wirral. So if you live on the Wirral, that's the Wirral, and you're able to, you think you might be able to have a Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter at your place, you might be able to save the situation if you write in and let us know. Because at the present moment, well, the reason for giving up at the present time is because I'm not happy with the location situation, and I've had enough, really, of the people who occupy the locations. That's it, I'm afraid, and that's the end of it. And that's the reason, that's the main reason, that we're closing down. Going on now with a few tracks from Pink Floyd, favourites of mine. This is from their LP, Dark Side of the Moon. What I'll do is, I'll give you the mail address in about 5-10 minutes time if you'd like to write in and you think you might be able to save the situation by offering us a place to where we can accommodate a transmitter. In other words, if you'd be willing to have a transmitter at your place or something, you might be able to save the situation. You never know, but I'm afraid things are pretty ugly and black at the moment. But as I said before, there is a possibility that some of the lads on the station here might get another transmitter and have a go, because they probably already feel that they can succeed without me. Because I'm taken for granted anyway. So I've decided, I'm packing in, and they can, they can try and see how far they get. I'm afraid just one thing though, if they do try, there'd be no good them coming back to me again, because that's it. You know, I'm packing in and that's that. It would be sort of, I think the right way of putting it, it'd be no good the lads on the station coming back to me and when our friends in the red vans have taken over the situation. That's if they are that's if they do attempt to get back on. Thank you.
the grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no room on the hill, and if your head explodes, the dark rebels too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. Thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
Everyone.
Bobby Fuller 4 there, and I Fought the Law from 1966, another favourite of mine on this closing down broadcast from Merseyland Alternative Radio. And we haven't got much time to go, we've only got another less than 15 minutes to go now before I play the station signature tune and this wavelength becomes silent and Merseyland Alternative Radio leaves the air. Very unfortunate. This is just the way things have worked out. The main reasons, as I say, I haven't got much time left, but the main reasons for us leaving the air, the closed down broadcast, is there's two basic reasons. One is internal problems and internal bad feeling and so on. But the biggest and main reason is the fact that we haven't been offered any transmitter locations on the Whittle. And even the ones, we haven't actually looked into the situation outside Liverpool, but I'm afraid that it must have been a bit too far away and it makes it rather difficult to run. But we haven't been offered any transmitter locations on the Whittle of any use. We've been offered about two, and none of them of any good at all, which is very unfortunate. So them are the basic two reasons. And we've asked, well, I've asked a lot, the other lads just don't seem to, like John Dwyer and so on, they don't seem to bother. But anyway, as I say, me and Paul J have asked before, but we haven't had much response, and it's just very unfortunate, this. But anyway, you might be able to save the situation if you'd be willing to have a transmitter at your place. You might just be able to save things, but I'm afraid things have gone a bit too far now, you know. It seems unlikely, but it is a possibility. So if you'd like to write in, or you'd like to be a DJ, you might possibly, if we did return, as I was saying, the more offers of help we get, the better. So we're asking DJs to write in, any DJs, anybody that would like to be a DJ, anybody that would like to help out with the station can write in. But the main and most important thing is anybody who can offer us a place to accommodate a Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter. And we especially want high-rise flats, and if anybody can offer us a high-rise flat, we're prepared to offer money, about £10 a week, for any inconvenience that might be caused. And if you did accommodate a transmitter, it would be about the size of a radiogram. It wouldn't take up any more room than that, and there would just be one fella to look after it, and that would be about it. But if you write into the mail address, we can give you further details of what would be involved if there is anybody interested. But as I say, there's just a small chance that the situation might be saved, but I don't think it's very good, really. But I'll give you the mail address anyway if you'd like to write in. It's MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey. That's Wallasey, Merseyside. That's MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. And I'll give you it just before we close down again. I'll give you the address again. But we won't be closing down again because this is the final time because we're leaving the air. And that's it. This wavelength becomes silent, and MAR becomes silent and defunct. No longer existent as from 4 p.m. This afternoon. One of the other reasons, of course, is the internal difficulties, such as John Dwyer's constant unreliability and so on, and the fact that he's so unreliable and everything, and he messes people around. Time's running out now. We've only got about 6 minutes to go before we leave the air, and I'm Bert Williams making the closing down broadcast. I've made the decision to close Merseyland Alternative Radio down due to internal difficulties and the location problem and bad feeling in the internal situation and so on. But the internal situation, from my point of view, would have been resolvable if it hadn't been for the location problem. The simple fact is, you see, I've had enough. I'm not going to depend. I've had enough of depending on the people who occupy the present transmitter locations, and that's my reason for deciding to close the station down. But obviously the internal difficulties have accelerated the thing and the problem we have. There is a possibility, if it hadn't been for internal difficulties, we might have continued indefinitely. But typical examples of internal difficulties are John Dwyer's hopeless and constant unreliability. No matter how much you tell him that something has to be done, at a certain time, he just doesn't do it. He just seems to, doesn't seem to care about the station, just slides ease on. That's all that matters. So John Dwyer's one of the factors. Of course, there is many other factors. The other thing is, I've always been the one that brought you the transmission side on Merseyland Alternative Radio. That's the transmitters, and enabled the station to broadcast to you. And, well, I feel that all my technical abilities and knowledge is just being taken for granted, and possibly most of the lads on the station tend to feel, well, all they need to replace me is a transmitter, and that's it, and they'll be able to succeed against our friends in the yellow vans, namely the GPO. Well, I decided I'm packing in, and if they want to try, they can. But if they do try and they can't succeed, well, I'm afraid it's no good them coming back to me. It isn't. Anyway, I'm playing the final record now on Merseyland Alternative Radio. I played this before, and I think it's very appropriate for the final record on Merseyland Alternative Radio. And just before I play this, I'll give you the address for the final time, if you think you might be able to save the situation by offering us a place for transmitter, to accommodate a transmitter. You know, if you're willing to let us use your place or have a transmitter in your place, which is about the size of the radiogram, there'd be a fella to look after it. You might just be able to save the situation. Or if you want to help out in any other way, such as DJ or whatever, as I say, the more offers of help we get, the better, the more likely is it, the more liable or likely that we might just, that I might just decide to return it. But as I say, I don't think the chances are very good, they're very slim. So I'm afraid, well, I don't think I'm going to have time for the final record, but I'll play a bit of it anyway. I'm not going to be able to play it all through, but the mailing address anyway, for the final time, is MAR22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Now's the final record coming up, which we played a little bit earlier in this broadcast.